Springtime for North Korea by Sean Sung. 3 years ago, on June 12, 2018, United States President Donald Trump and North Korean Chairman Kim Jong-un historically met in Singapore, and it attracted immense attention from the world. Their summit meetings was the first in history, and Trump became later known for being the first U.S. sitting president to have entered North Korea during his second meeting with Kim. Their meetings gave people hope that the relationship between the U.S. and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea could normalize, and that a solution for denuclearization and peace may be a likely future. Perhaps it could even give way for the gospel to enter North Korea. Now, 3 years later, these events seem to have been forgotten. People no longer pay attention to North Korea because of COVID and other domestic political matters occurring in the USA. Yet, I have learned that the Lord is always working behind the scenes, even when it seems He is not. On the same day that Trump and Kim met in Singapore, I was taken by the Lord in a dream to the future embassy of North Korea that stood in the USA. It was a prophetic encounter. I have never shared this publicly until now. I feel it is time to revisit this prophetic dream. I believe it shows God's heart for the future relationship of these two countries. God plans to do marvelous things with North Korea, things that will bring awe to the world as they see the saving power of Jesus Christ. My impression from the dream was also one that inferred a cleansing and a defrosting process to both remove evil and warm the relationship between Korea and the U.S. God loves the world and its inhabitants, and if it's deliverance that is needed to bring North Korea to Himself, then let it be. Just as revival will come to China, I believe a massive revival will also come to North Korea, with evidence of drastic changes to their country. The Future Embassy of North Korea in D.C. This dream occurred on the early morning of June 11, 2018. It corresponded to the local time of Trump and Kim's meeting in Singapore. As I have said before, the Lord often appears to me in disguised forms, such as in this dream. This time, He appeared as my old friend Eric, who was a member of a church I formerly attended. For the sake of the article, I will refer to this character as the mysterious person. In this dream, this mysterious person took me to the future embassy of North Korea in Washington, D.C. Before I could enter, I noticed its position. It sat adjacent to the embassy of South Korea. There was just a simple wall-like fence separating them. The weather outside was hot that day, being that we were in D.C., and it was almost summer. However, when I approached North Korea's embassy, my attention was drawn to the fact that the weather there was like winter. The inside part of their entrance was made artificially cold through air conditioners. I suddenly heard someone tell me that they keep the place as winter through this air conditioner setup. I then saw ice on the window near the air conditioner, but it was starting to melt. Water was dripping on the ground. The same person said to me, "Spring is coming as the tension between these two countries has been eased." Before I could enter, the mysterious person and I were led to a hotel to stay. Shortly after we arrived, a North Korean man in a North Korean military uniform approached us. He greeted us and apologized for being late. He seemed to be a diplomat from North Korea. He explained that he would take us to do some sightseeing in D.C. Then the mysterious person who brought me there told me that this man's wife worked in the South Korean embassy. He suggested we visit her first. He called her Lily. I immediately agreed to visit Lily first because I felt it was more important to do this than sightsee. Soon after, I was brought into the North Korean embassy, and I no longer saw the mysterious person nor the North Korean man again. Although I was told we would visit the lady in the South Korean embassy, I did not end up there. As I saw in the first scene, however, these two embassies were located very close together. Suddenly, there I was in the cafeteria of the North Korean embassy. For a bit, I watched what they were eating. Some North Korean ladies were chatting, and I saw a big bowl of porridge on the table. Watching this scene, I became excited in the dream because I had never been to North Korea in real life. I could not help but think that I should take some pictures to send to my friends and family in China, to let them know what I was experiencing and what a significant change had taken place in North Korea. Afterward, I entered an exceedingly small bathroom that looked to me more like a mobile bathroom on a construction site. It was so small that I could almost touch the back wall when I sat down on the toilet. Right at that moment, I saw, from the hole of the mobile bathroom, many Americans enter the embassy. They were both male and female. I even saw an African-American man walk in, and he was speaking fluently in Chinese with others. The bathroom scene did not end there. I am cautious to share this next scene because the details are a little disgusting. If you wish to skip over this part, you may. I remained in the bathroom scene as I watched other nationalities enter the embassy. In the dream, I had a bowel movement, but it was messy. Feces were spattered on the wall, and I found it difficult to clean everything. I started to feel anxious because I sensed we needed to leave. Suddenly, someone appearing to be a North Korean lady in the stall next to me handed me a very rough piece of toilet paper to wipe with. She even showed me how to wipe everything clean. Before I could finish cleaning the feces from the wall, she picked up some of it with her hands as if it were Play-Doh. First, she tossed it to the floor and then into the air several times. To her, it was no longer something gross that could not be handled. However, I felt uncomfortable and left the bathroom soon after. Current prophetic situation in North Korea. There are several parts to this dream. First, this dream clearly tells of the possibilities that exist for a normalization of relationship between the U.S. and North Korea. It also speaks of the reunification of the two Koreas in the future. This is especially shown by the two future embassies adjacent to one another in D.C. It is also implicated by the fact that the North Korean military man's wife worked in the South Korean embassy. This shows peace among government officials with regard to both countries. Their reunification is also implicated by the invitation and intention of visiting the wife in the South Korean embassy and being taken to the North Korean embassy instead. A strong impression was also left on me regarding the freezing condition of the North Korean embassy. This freezing was man-made. Their building was purposely set up as winter with the use of air conditioners. However, as I was told in the dream, spring had arrived and a deep freezing is now taking place. I do not think it's ironic that this prophetic word was released to me on the day that Trump and Kim Jong-un signed an agreement to move forward with pursuing a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and establish peaceful relationships with one another henceforth. Yet, just as a car windshield needs some time to defrost in the winter, it will take some time to defreeze from the freezing North Korean conditions they themselves have created. The good news is that it has already begun. This means the Lord is working in the hearts of the North Korean people, among the leaders and authorities in the government. The North Korean military man who came to us and apologized for being late can serve as an indication that God is working to shift relations among those in authority. Since the Lord did not reveal to me any more details regarding this shift, I don't want to make too many speculations related to military coups. I do feel, however, that we can approach God with an open heart to pray that He does whatever will bring Him the most glory. What brings greater glory to God, removing a dictator or turning his heart toward the gospel? I am certainly praying that Kim Jong-un's heart is turned to Christ, that it may be said of him, "The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will." Proverbs 21:1, New Revised Standard Version. Additionally, the bowl of porridge may represent the economic situation that is also subject to change. Porridge in Asian and other cultures represents the scarcity of food and economic hardship. When you are extremely poor, you only eat porridge and nothing else. The fact that I only saw porridge on the table represents the current economic conditions. The Lord knows the hardships the North Korean people are experiencing, and this is why God is turning the political situation around. God's heart is always with the poor. God wishes to bring both the gospel and prosperity to North Korea. God exposes and cleans. Although discussing bowel movements is not the most pleasant or inviting topic, I included it here because I do think it carries some prophetic significance related to North Korea. In fact, when we consider foul thing like feces, we can understand just how gross sin and evil is to the Lord. Let's consider a few Bible verses. In Deuteronomy, God instructed the Israelites to complete their bowel movements outside the camp and put their excrements in a hole that they themselves would dig with a trowel. Deuteronomy 23:12-13. This was a command made to keep the camp holy and without indecency. In 2 Kings 9:37, we read that God wished to ensure that Jezebel's life, which was full of evil and disgraceful atrocities, murder, misuse of power, sexual enticement, and witchcraft, would not be remembered. It was so disgusting to God that her dead body would not merit proper burial, and instead be shamefully scattered as dung on the face of the field. Lastly, in an interesting contrast, Paul explains in Philippians 3:8 that he considers everything apart from knowing Christ as feces, dung, or rubbish. Now, when we consider the bathroom scene of this prophetic dream, we come to see the importance and necessity of cleansing or being set apart from sin. This can speak of the process of removing the feces or evil that may exist within the nation or government officials of North Korea. The fact that I could not entirely wipe off the feces that was scattered can symbolize that no human being can remove the stains of sin. The North Korean lady handing me a piece of toilet paper, however, may signify that the Holy Spirit can and is willing to cleanse them. The rough texture of the paper may symbolize that God's Spirit can do a thorough job of cleansing. The scene of this woman even playing with the feces afterwards can symbolize that God can redeem and turn things for good for those who love Him. Romans 8:28. He can redeem something to the point of making untouchables touchable and useful for the kingdom. We may be troubled by what we see and feel toward the nation of North Korea, but God, in His mercy, has a way of exposing sin and cleansing a nation for His glory. Springtime is here. If you recall, I was told by the mysterious person to visit a lady named Lily in the South Korean embassy. I never made it there and was taken to the North Korean embassy instead. It's possible she was among the ladies in the cafeteria who were eating and having a good time. Most likely, however, is that Lily prophetically represents the arrival of the springtime season, since lilies are flowers that appear in the springtime. That is, springtime is indeed arriving. The worldwide body of Christ has been praying for the saints of North Korea, and when we consider the suffering of the church there, I feel the Lord encouraging us to continue in supplication. A future unification of both Koreas can be something saints intercede for, and the ending of a cold winter season is at hand. God has heard the prayers of the saints in North Korea and those who pray for them. The manifestations of the springtime are soon to appear.